Yeah, we're going to 30 seconds for TV, and we'll go ahead and establish the presence of a quorum, which we have. Call the roll.
Bowen?
Here.
Bowen here. Batten?
Here.
Batten here. Murray? Pachigian? Romero?
Here.
Romero here.
All right, Senator Margette, you have SB 1715. And I previously announced, but I'll just make it clear, that SCA 22 has been taken off calendar at the request of the author. Go ahead. Yes, we're ready.
Madam Chair, good morning. I have before you today Senate Bill 1715 on behalf of Secretary of State Bruce McPherson. This measure would extend the time frame in which proponents of an initiative may gather signatures from 150 days to 365 days. By extending the time frame, we allow all California residents, regardless of their financial status, to express their opinions on public policy. This is democracy in action, making sure people with real concerns have a voice. With the committee's permission, I have a support letter from CalPERG, which should be distributed to you by now. Unfortunately, a scheduling conflict prevented the appearance in committee today. However, with me today is Mr. John Mott Smith from the Secretary of State's office.
Hi, good morning.
Mr. Mott Smith.
John Mott Smith from the Secretary of State's office. This bill is a part of a package that the Secretary is sponsoring to reform the initiative process in a way that is positive both for the mechanics of the process and also for the people who are promoting initiatives themselves. And this is one of the key measures in that those people who have the financial wherewithal to pursue the initiative process currently don't necessarily find the 150-day limit to be a barrier, but those people who have an idea and have less resources sometimes do need a longer period of time. So this would extend from about half a year to a year the amount of time that people have to collect signatures. This is the circumstance in some other states, and I guess I would just point out that back when the initiative was started in the early part of the last century, it took about 60,000 signatures to put an initiative on the ballot. That's valid signatures. It's now about 600,000 for a constitutional amendment. And that's a million signatures to make sure you get the 600,000 valid. It's a bigger logistical effort. The grassroots people have a much more difficult time accomplishing those logistics. So we urge your support of this bill.
Thank you.
Good morning. Steve Blackledge from CalPERG. I was able to make it. And I just want to say from our experience, it is getting harder and harder for a grassroots organization, a citizens group, on a shoestring budget to qualify something for the ballot because of the cost of printing, the cost of circulating, the cost of the whole thing. And extending the length of time, I think you'll see a couple things happen. One is the grassroots low-budget efforts will be more successful. You'll see more volunteers because you actually have the time to engage volunteers in a better way than that with 150 days. And even if it's grassroots groups pooling their resources to hire paid petitioners, I think limited resources to hire paid petitioners, you'll see that them being able to be more successful with a longer period of time. Thank you.
Mr. Blackledge, I'm concerned that what we'll do here and I've been interested in this idea, but what we'll do is basically see a whole lot more non-grassroots groups using this provision to avoid having to spend the money to collect signatures, and that the result will be three or four times as many people gathering signatures, many of whom, and then campaigns that will take 11 months to see how many volunteer signatures they can gather and then pour $800,000 in or $200,000 or whatever they need in the last month, but the money has been there all along in case it was needed. It seems to me that this idea of lengthening the time works only if you limit this to volunteer or grassroots effort or provide a cap on a that's a de minimis amount that one could spend, say, on signature gathering, say $50,000. And you have to choose one of two routes. Then you either go the route that we use now, or you can use the longer route, but basically make a commitment. Do you have any thoughts about that as an approach?
I thought a little bit about the problem that you lay out, and my first reaction, and when I was thinking about it earlier yesterday, when I first became aware of the bill, is that, well, a lot of these corporate entities and big sort of big money efforts, they're going to qualify anyway. So they're going to qualify. This is really the extension is actually right. Much better for the grassroots folks.
So they're going to save their $750,000 for television advertising, basically.
Maybe, potentially, if they want to go the longer route. Now, what I haven't thought about is your proposed solution, though, here, which is to actually create a either-or type of situation. It's an interesting idea. I had, you know, it's the first I've heard of it, and I think it's certainly worthy of thought.
All right. Opposition?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Dave Lowe with the California School Employees Association. Yeah, we support a grassroots effort as opposed to a paid effort, but the fact is this isn't going to change any of those things. What this effectively does is several things. Number one, it extends the period for initiatives to really about a year and a half, because there's a submission to the Attorney General, then there's the title and summary, and then there's the qualification and counting. So from the time that you submit the initiative to the time that it's actually certified for the ballot, ends up being able to extend over almost two election cycles, you know, because you can submit it before one election cycle and have time to qualify for June or November, but you could still, even after November, be within the qualification phase. And what we see is opening the door to just all sorts of manipulation and leveraging. As you know, these initiatives are often submitted with political purposes, the intent to influence legislative efforts. And so what you're doing is you're putting more power in the hands of the moneyed interest. Our view is if you want to take the money out of the process, which we support, you'd start paying the signature gatherers by the hour instead of by the signature and stop allowing them to manipulate that process. You know, you'd require greater disclosure on who's doing the paid signature efforts and require the public to know who's doing the paid signatures and who's doing volunteer signatures. We're a grassroots organization. We have thousands of members. We like volunteer efforts. But extending the period isn't the solution. All this does is put more power in the hands of the few, in the hands of the people with money, and allows them to now start using the signature gathering process, develop policies that will help them influence legislative efforts, budget discussions, and then allow them to sit on these signatures and continue to leverage it through the whole process. We think it's just a bad solution to the problem. We ask your no vote.
Didn't you, excuse me if you don't mind, through the chair, did you not have a bill, Senator, last year addressing the particular
yes.
issue?
Yes, it was vetoed. The governor's veto message said that it would make it harder to gather signatures, qualify initiatives for the ballot.
Madam Chair and Senators, Terry Brennan on behalf of the Service Employees International Union, I think Mr. Lowe said it very well. It's also pointed out pretty clearly in the analysis, I think the unintended consequences of this legislation provide more problems than any opportunity for this to provide solutions to the signature gathering process. We remain opposed.
All right. Questions by members? Ms. Romero.
Yeah, Madam Chair. Again, too, there's the initiative process, but I do think, as the initiative points out, this is simply going to have endless campaigning, endless initiatives. I think we're going to be bombarded with folks walking around carrying signature boards for what we don't know, and I just don't, that's not something that I would want to accommodate. We do have a time period now. I do think it's sufficient. I commend Senator Marguette. I know you want to try to do the right thing, but I do not believe this is the right thing.
Thanks. Senator Batten?
I just see this, it's interesting that the last witnesses, the opponents, were talking about the fact that it would cause more ability for mischievous actions by moneyed interests, and I noted that they should have just said ourselves. because they are. And one of the reasons that they have, I think, the opposition to the bill is because they can, and a lot of other money and interest, business, anybody who has a lot of money can, under the current law, qualify almost anything through direct mail and a real active campaign. So it would behoove them to keep a shorter period of time. Having said that, however, I don't know if we really want 57 ballot initiatives on the ballot, because I believe ultimately that will be the outcome of it. And so I'm kind of betwixt and between on my thoughts on this thing. I do understand that people who, big giant political players, have come up and say, oh no, this will only cause mischief, and I can think of many times when they have engaged in it through the ballot process, is a reason to support this bill, is because they're, by their opposition, actually wanting to exclude others from doing that. But I don't want that many initiatives on the ballot, because I think that's what will happen. So I don't know, that's not much of it's more of a statement. I didn't know which way where it landed. It's just kind of my thinking out loud. But I have concerns in that regard of it.
All right, thanks. Would you like to close?
Did you have another comment?
I did. I wanted to respond both to the witnesses and to the member that this is a very simple concept. There's the potential to speculate in any number of directions about pluses and minuses, but it's a simple concept. Notwithstanding the increase in the number of days, it still takes a good deal of organization and structure to gather a million signatures. So I don't necessarily see or agree that there would be, bless you, bless you again.
Twice blessed.
Don't necessarily see or agree that there would be an increase in the number of measures on the ballot. It would just be that there's the potential for people who don't have the resources to actually qualify a measure.
Or to participate in the process.
Close?
That's your vote.
All right, thanks. I'm actually interested in this, but without some further reforms that really make sure that this inures to the benefit of grassroots groups, I'm not there. Secretary will call the roll. Oh, we need a motion.
I will move.
Senator Batten moves the bill.
Bowen?
No.
Bowen, no. Batten? Murray? Pachigian? Romero?
No.
Romero, no.
I zero, nose two. We'll place a call.
Senator Batten, Mr. Chair.
I kind of feel like the king, you know?
I move the committee bill.
We're all on it.
Okay, there's been a motion on the bill. The opening of Senator Bowen was just utterly fantastic. Is there anyone in opposition to the bill in support of the measure? Motion. So moved. Please call the roll.
Bowen?
Aye.
Bowen, aye. Batten?
Aye.
Batten, aye. Murray? Pachigian? Romero?
Aye.
Romero, aye.
Vote is 3-0. 3-0.
We'll give a couple minutes for members to
cast
a vote. And may I add that this committee bill is now gone and apparently forgotten. Kudos to the consultants here.
He's on his way down.
right, let's, we have two measures that are all on call. If the secretary will please call the roll. The first is the committee bill, SB 1579. The vote is 3-0. Please call the absent members.
Murray? Pachigian? Pachigian, aye.
Second measure that is on call is Senator Margette's bill, SB 1715. The vote is 0-2. Secretary will please call the absent members.
Batten, Murray, Pachigian.
The vote remains at 0. Yes. We can give you 15 seconds. We cannot, however, give you the year that is called for in this bill. Let's try that again. Secretary will please call the absent members.
Batten, Murray, Pachigian.
Aye.
Pachigian, aye.
Ayes one, noes two. We'll return the call. Sergeants, if you'll find out if Senator Murray is planning to come record his vote. If he is, we'll wait. If he's not, we will shortly be adjourned. All right. Senator Murray will not be here, so we will announce the vote on the measures. The committee bill passes SB 1579, ayes 4, noes 0. Senator Margette's measure, SB 1715, the vote stands at one aye, two noes. The measure fails. Reconsideration is granted. The committee is adjourned.